Episode 10.
Good morning, and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the backwoods country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into all things Disney and also provides you with audio and visual experiences. Every now and then, I also provide you with video casts. Wow, can you believe this? I'm at 10th episode, and it's really all because of you guys. Thank you so much, one and all. It's because you all download my show, and the numbers are nice, actually. I'm surprised, as crappy as this show is. It's yuck. But thank you. I do appreciate it. So I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing, and thank you everyone once again. I hope you liked the little new show opening. I wanted to kind of like change it around a little bit, you know. So, you know, something new to, keep y'all guessing, stuff like that. We kind of have a short show for you today, but I have a little something special at the end of the show before I actually close it. And I was able to get the help of two good friends to help me out. But you know what? There's one thing that I'll never let you down in, and I think you guys can guess what that is. That's right. This week in Disney history, where we look back at everything in the history of Disney. On August 7th, 1964, the Astro Jets at Disneyland become known as the Tomorrowland Jets. On that day in 1969, the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland opens to cast members only from 7 p.m. to midnight. Now, this new attraction would open up to the public 2 days later. And this attraction's beginning can be traced back to the mid-1950s when Walt Disney had artist Ken Anderson work on like a walkthrough ghost house. But fortunately, I like it the way it is right now. On that same day in 1969, for the second night in a row, the new Haunted Mansion opens to cast members only. This much anticipated attraction will open to the public the next day. On August 9th, 1955, at Disneyland, the Aunt Jemima Pancake House opens in Frontierland. August 9th, 1969, the Haunted Mansion attraction opens in New Orleans Square at Disneyland. The grand opening of the attraction is heralded by the promotional blitz that included the Ice Cream Sundaes sold at Disneyland's Carnation Plaza. Madame Leota the medium in the seance room, and the tiny talking figure at the end of the ride is modeled after Imagineer Leota Thomas. On that day in the year 2002, it's a moist day for some Disney World guests when a water main on the 12th floor of a contemporary resort breaks. The water cascades from the 12th floor down to the 5th floor. Around 7 p.m., hundreds of guests are evacuated and given the option of staying somewhere else. On August 10th in the year 1955, Chuck Abbott begins work at Disneyland as a ride operator on the Autopia car ride. Now, Abbott has to really pay attention as there is no track at the attraction at the time, and the drivers frequently crash into anything and everything, including cast members. Yeah, nice. He will go on to become a foreman at Disneyland for 36 years and be named a Disney Legend in 2005, a first for an hourly theme park cast member. In that day, on 1994, the Concourse Steakhouse opens in the Contemporary Resort at Walt Disney World on the site of the former Concourse Grill. On August 13th in the year 1954, evacuation of the Disneyland site in Anaheim. Evacuation? Hello! Excavation! Of the Disneyland site in Anaheim begins. On that day in 1983, attendance at Tokyo Disneyland reaches a high of 94,378. On that day in 2005, the Flying Saucers attraction opens in Disneyland's Tomorrowland. 205, 1955. Gosh, I need to learn to type here. Now, guests control the craft, which float on powerful jets of air by leaning to one side or the other due to technical problems and the fact that the huge air compressors need constant repair. The attraction will close only after 5 years of operation. That's right. On this day in 1999, Disneyland's Monorail Cafe, part of the Disneyland Hotel, closes down after 44 years. It'll be removed to make room for areas of the new Downtown Disney, which is part of the large Disneyland Resort expansion project. And that, my friends, is this week in Disneyland history. Thank you. Yes, indeed. We'd like to sing about a friend. All right, and now it's time for Stupid Disney Joke. This one's sent in from Big Brian of Big Brian's Podcast, and his Stupid Disney Joke is, what says moo and makes all your dreams come true? Let's all think about that for a second, shall we? All right, time's up. Your dairy godmother. Yeah! Woo! All right, yeah! Sexy! All righty. We're going to do some Disney sounds. Now, I got some cool audio for you that I'm going to play, and most of it features the voice of Jack Wagner. Now, this is sort of an odd way to do this, but think of it as running amok in Disneyland. Okay? Now, if you were to take, you know, the monorail in the mid-80s, say 1985, I think you might hear a little something like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain, and I'd like to welcome you aboard the Disneyland monorail. For your safety during our travels, please keep your hands and arms inside the cabin and remain seated at all times. And no smoking, please. Thank you. You're riding aboard a Mark III monorail, an advanced design of the first daily operating monorail system in the Western Hemisphere, first introduced right here at Disneyland. We're gliding along our 2.5-mile highway in the sky, en route to the Disneyland Hotel, our next stop. We're cruising at 30 miles per hour alongside Harbor Boulevard, probably the road you used to enter Disneyland. You know, when Disneyland opened 30 years ago, most of this surrounding land was just orange groves and open fields. Now there are nearly 10,000 hotel rooms in the immediate area alone, making it one of the largest lodging centers in the country. 1985 marks Disneyland's 30th anniversary. To celebrate this happy occasion, new General Motors automobiles, along with thousands of other prizes, are being awarded all year long. To our right is the GM Showcase, where you may view the prize cars and ask for a complimentary United States Road Atlas. As we continue across our 100-acre parking area, I'm sure, of course, that each of you has already spotted your own car by now. We're approaching the Disneyland Hotel, which is also celebrating its 30th anniversary. This year-round resort has grown during the last 30 years and now offers waterfront dining, specialty shops, and live evening entertainment. If you'd like to visit the hotel and return to Disneyland later today, just have your hand stamped as you leave the station platform. The hand stamp will allow you to reboard the monorail anytime up until a half hour prior to Disneyland closing. This is the Disneyland Hotel Station. If you are disembarking, please exit the station toward the rear of the monorail. For those of you remaining on board, we'll be departing for a return trip to Tomorrowland in just a few moments. Thank you.
So come with me as we take a very odd ride around Disneyland.
Your attention, please. The Disneyland Limited, now arriving from a trip around Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom. Passengers will stand by to board. Your attention, please. The Disneyland Limited, now leaving for a Grand Circle tour of the Magic Kingdom, with stops at New Orleans Square, Mickey's Toontown, and Tomorrowland. All passengers board!
Howdy, folks! Please keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the train and remain seated at all times. Now then, hang on to them hats and glasses, 'cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness. Sorry for the hold-up, folks. There seems to be a slow-moving train up ahead, so we gotta set here for a spell. You just remain seated, and we'll be right with you.
During your tour, keeping your hands and arms inside the vehicle, and kindly refrain from smoking. Thank you. You are now beginning a Grand Circle tour of Tomorrowland aboard the People Mover, the first system of its kind in the world. Since its 1967 opening, the People Mover has carried more than 50 million guests. Your tour of Tomorrowland will cover 3/4 of a mile and will give you a close-up look at many shows and attractions, as well as previews of many others. Across the way is Star Tours, a thrilling new adventure inspired by the George Lucas Star Wars films.
Hello, I am C-3PO, and this is my counterpart, R2-D2. Welcome to the Star Tours Tomorrowland spaceport.
Just below us is the Star Traders, where you'll find the largest selection of Disney signature clothing, toys, and gift items here at the Magic Kingdom. You're about to enter one of Tomorrowland's most exciting attractions, Space Mountain. For everyone's safety, we remind you to please remain seated. Inside Space Mountain, you can race through the cosmos, past spiraling galaxies and meteor showers, an experience that's truly out of this world. And now, here's a sample of the high-speed adventure that awaits you in Space Mountain. In the Magic Eye Theater, Michael Jackson challenges galactic powers in Captain EO, an unprecedented 3D musical adventure. Just ahead is Mission to Mars. There, you can blast off on a voyage to the mysterious red planet.
Warning, you have invaded the electronic realm of the Master Computer Program. Prepare for the game grid of Tron. You have escaped Tron's game grid for now, users. But take heed, next time you may not fare so well.
Above you is Disneyland's highway in the sky, traveled by sleek monorail trains. The Disneyland monorails have carried more than 75 million guests.
Welcome to a most exciting adventure, a breathtaking bobsled ride down the icy slopes of the majestic Matterhorn. To assist you in boarding your bobsled, we ask that you observe the seating diagram directly overhead. For your own safety, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened at all times. And please hold on to hats and glasses. Thank you. Welcome to a most exciting adventure, a breathtaking bobsled ride down the icy slopes of the majestic Matterhorn. To assist you in boarding your bobsled, we ask that you observe the seating diagram directly overhead. For your own safety, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened at all times. And please hold on to hats and glasses. Thank you. Remain seated, please.
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Remain seated, please.
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Remain seated, please.
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few minutes, you will experience one of the most unique pageants presented anywhere in the world, the Main Street Electrical Parade. This sparkling fantasy recreates scenes from many of Walt Disney's most memorable film classics in over 500,000 colorful, twinkling lights. Powered entirely by batteries, some of the brilliant parade units measure up to 23 feet in height and over 100 feet in length, and together stretch for almost 1/4 mile. Each parade unit sets its own musical atmosphere by interweaving synchronized, electronically synthesized familiar Disney melodies with the continuous electrical parade theme in electro-synthomagnetic musical sound. Through the magic of light and sound, you will see Alice in Wonderland, attend Cinderella's ball, and relive the exciting adventures of Pinocchio. You'll view many members of the famous Disney character family, including the Seven Dwarfs, Goofy, and of course, Mickey Mouse. You'll even meet Elliot, a 40-foot dragon from Walt Disney's musical film Pete's Dragon. We hope you'll enjoy the unusual, electrifying magic and exciting fantasy of the Main Street Electrical Parade, beginning in just a few minutes. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few minutes, the lights all over Disneyland will be dimmed so you may fully experience our nightly fireworks spectacular, Fantasy in the Sky. We suggest that you remain in the same area until the lights return to normal. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is a Disneyland program reminder. At 9 o'clock this evening, we are proud to present the Very Merry Christmas Parade. This holiday pageant will feature characters from many of Walt Disney's classic motion pictures. That's the Very Merry Christmas Parade at 9 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon. Drive carefully on your way home. Good night.
This is the parking lot tram only. This tram goes to all sections of the parking lot except the Bambi and Donald sections. We do not go to the Disneyland Hotel, the RTD, or Orange County bus stops. To reach the hotel or the bus stops, please board the special tram that loads directly across from the main entrance at the hotel tram loading sign. As the tram approaches, please stand within the white railings behind the yellow safety zone. Watch for small children and do not approach the tram until it has come to a complete stop. Thank you. And we hope you'll be back to visit us again soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom.
On the streets, wondrous lands of make-believe.
Well, that was a little fun, wasn't it? You know, as I mentioned last week about it being Paul Berry's 40th birthday, well, I am going to play you what I promised. Since his girlfriend Terry asked me to record something for his Mock Little Wonder of the Magic podcast to be played on a surprise birthday party. And I was more than welcome to come, but due to my work schedule, I wasn't able to make it. But since the recordings we all made were roughly about, you know, PG-13, it would not be for the public era. Now, mine was the only really G-rated one. Well, there was actually two, but his content was a little on the pun side. And, well, check this out. This is what I made for Paul for his special birthday. Sorry. Hi, this is my first time here. I just started. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony from Above the Firehouse Podcast. And as I was on the Window of the Magic, known as Segment Guy, I am here to wish Paul a very happy... Hey, how old is he anyway? What? 40? He's 40? 40? 40! Hey, Paul, isn't the, it's a small world. Isn't that like 40 as well? Sorry. Well, anyway, not many people know that Paul has a very special birthday song that he likes to sing when he wakes up in the morning. In fact, I think it sounds something like this.
That's right, because it's my birthday, my birthday.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, Paul, I also went to Disneyland to pick up a couple people that wanted to come on by and wish you a very special 40th birthday. Take it away.
Happy birthday, Paul, from me, Mickey Mouse.
And me too, Minnie Mouse.
Now that was nice of them. The Big Cheese and Cheesette, huh? Awesome. Hey, I got somebody all the way from the opposite side from Walt Disney World who came in and recorded something via satellite. Send it to me. This is for you.
Happy birthday, Paul. This is the Yeti all the way from Expedition Everest here in the Animal Kingdom in Walt Disney World. Hope you're having a great birthday and hope it's a growling success.
Hey, Mr. VIP over there. And, oh, he showed up. I can't believe it. Come on up and wish him a very happy birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday. Look, Donald,
be nice.
I'm sorry. Happy birthday.
Right now would be a perfect Kodak moment to take a picture of Paul's face because he loves my impressions, as you can tell. Well, anyway, Paul, on a serious note, I want to wish you a very happy birthday, and I hope you're having a good time. You do a lot on Window to the Magic, and it's really cool. And I think it's the opportunities that you have given me as well. So before I go, I put a small little thing together just for you on your birthday.
Why don't you go back to Endor, you stupid Wookiee? Wookiees don't live on Endor!
You know how you told me you always wanted to see Disneyland?
Yeah.
Heh! Yeah! Yeah, it's Pirates of the Caribbean!
Whoa!
Here comes Space Mountain!
Hell yeah!
Hey! What else? Splash Mountain, there comes!
Oh, the monorail!
Well, you know, speaking of Paul, I was wanting to think of something that was really cool, and I thought to myself, what does Disney magic mean to me? what does Disney magic mean to you? So what I did is I emailed a couple of friends of mine, Lou from Beyond Main Street and Paul from the wonderthemagic.com. I asked them to please send me in something of what Disney magic means to them. And this is basically the rundown.
Hey everybody, Lou here from Beyond Main Street. How you doing? No, I'm supposed to say sup. Hope everybody's doing well. Well, Tony had asked me to give my opinion on what the Disney magic means to me. And I'll be honest, I'm finding this question to be very, very difficult to answer. But I'm going to give it a shot. What the Disney magic means to me, you know, I think, I mean, it certainly means a lot to me. Boy, like I said, I'm struggling with my answer here, but I'm going to kind of go for this. You know, the Disney magic is, as we all know, a special thing. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but, you know, I've kind of mentioned on Beyond Main Street a few times that, you know, I got the Disney bug. I got the magic bug. And personally, I'm not sure what that really means. But, you know, what I can tell you is I think it is something. You know, what that something is, you know, maybe it's the parks. Maybe it's the attractions. Maybe it's the food. Actually, I'm sure part of it is the food. But, you know, I think it's all those things. And I think one of the biggest things personally for me is, you know, I think it's just the, you know, the atmosphere, the surroundings, the, you know, the air, the smells. I think it's everything. You know, I've always kind of said that I could be at Walt Disney World and, you know, I wouldn't really need to go to a park. I mean, sure, that's nice to do, and I'll probably never go to Disney World and not go to a park, but I think, you know, personally, I think that's just an extra bonus. You know, I could be at Walt Disney World and just be within the Walt Disney World Resort, and I could be having a blast. You know, Downtown Disney is a free place to go, and you know, many times on the day we arrive, we go to our resort, even if we're off property, and we'll go to Downtown Disney. You know, it doesn't cost a thing to go down there, and I am in just as great a mood at Downtown Disney as I find myself when I'm at the parks. So, you know, I think a big part of it for me is the, you know, the atmosphere, just being there and being with the people that I love, my family, and you know, any friends that are there also, and being around people that are also in great moods or that also have the Disney magic. Because, you know, if you look around, you can see, you know, whether it's cast members or other vacationers, you know, having a great time themselves. And, you know, that's part of it for me, too. You know, seeing other people that have the magic, that are in great moods and enjoying being, you know, in the surroundings themselves. So, you know, I guess in closing, that's kind of my take on what the Disney magic means to me, or what it is. So, you know, that's kind of how I'm feeling. I kind of going back, I definitely think, you know, it is the attractions, you know, it is the resorts, the hotels, definitely the food. And the biggest part's just the atmosphere, you know, and the music and the sounds and the sights. It's just, that's what it is for me, just a great place to be. And so there you go. I hope that's a good enough answer, because that's the truth. And cool. So very cool. All right, well, thanks for listening, and Everybody have a magical day.
Hi, this is Paul from the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast, and Tony asked me to talk about exactly what I think Disney magic is. Well, I think that a little story here is due, and it basically explains what Disney magic is to me. Back in 1990, I spent 15 days at Walt Disney World with my girlfriend at the time, and about 8 days into the trip, I was standing in line for Spaceship Earth, and someone turned around in line and said hi, and they said, "Where are you from?" And it took me over 5 minutes to remember three things: where I lived, where I worked, and what kind of car I drove. This, for me, is Disney magic all rolled up in a ball. Disney has the ability to take you and completely remove you from anything that is your real life. They have the ability to take you and put you in the Disney bubble and to make you safe and warm and happy. And there's nothing like that in the world other than a Disney park. The music, the scenery, just everything all put together creates magic. And that, for me, is what Disney magic is.
And for me to throw my two cents in, for me, Disney magic is the strength of a family. The smile from a child when he or she first comes into the park. The excitement that the child gets when they go, "Mommy, Daddy, look! Mickey Mouse! Donald Duck!" And they are in awe, just how it just brings the family together, where they can just forget about everything around the world that's happening, because you know what? They're in Disneyland. To me, Disney magic is just something that unifies family, and there's nothing more magical than the strength of the family, the love of the family, the bond of the family, and the friends that you make along the way inside the Disney parks and resorts. So to me, I believe that's what Disney magic means to me. What are your thoughts? Send your thoughts to podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Wow, looks like I got a decent-sized show then. And unfortunately, that brings the end to our show. Thank you for letting me entertain you. I would love to hear your feedback and play your voicemails on the show. If you wish to leave a voicemail, you can also Skype me at APT_A_Productions. Or you can call 818-574-5027 or my hotline at 206-203-2268. And your feedback is important to me. If you have any Disney news, you're also welcome to email it to me there, or stupid Disney jokes. And you can leave that on, or a voicemail. And that is podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Don't forget my website, www.abovethefirehouse.com, and I also have forums on there as well, so sign up and join the conversation. It's free and it's painless. Wow, 10 shows. Once again, thank you guys, everybody out there. I had a decent-sized show this time, too. Awesome. Thank you, guys. you guys make it fun, even though I'm, you know, as you can tell, you know, I don't mind making mistakes, because I make fun of myself, and that's part of the fun in itself. So, we'll talk to you real soon, and everybody, have a magical week.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Hell.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you. M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few moments, the window to the Magic Podcast Show will begin. Your friend and host, Mr. Paul Berry, invites you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of Walt Disney's original Magic Kingdom.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Calvin.
I'm Mouseketeer Greg.
My name is Paul, and I will be your guide through the wonderful world of Disney sound experiences.
This show is a weekly trip into the world of the Disney theme parks and resorts.
And this is the place where you get to use your ears to surround yourself with the magic.
For your safety, please remain seated while listening to the WindowToTheMagic.com podcast.
I'm going to take you on a trip around the Disneyland Resort.
The rules of the game are simple.
We're going to start in the Esplanade, and we're going to end somewhere either in Disneyland or in Disney's California Adventure. It's your job to tell me where we ended up and how we got there.
Now that you know all the rules, it's time to play the game.
That's fantastic.
You ever go to one of the Disney parks, stop for a moment, and listen to music?
I could hear it and almost see it as if it were unfolding around me.
As the music made its way through the crowd and into my ears, it invaded my very soul and inflicted me with rhythmitis.
Maybe there's a name for this, something like Disnotic Obsession.
Surround yourself with the magic!
Surround yourself with the magic.
Please visit WindowToTheMagic.com for more information.